Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, despite all the doom and gloom, there's plenty of news out there this week that'll put a smile in your face this Wednesday afternoon. And as always, content creator with Today FM, Cathal O'Sullivan, is with me on the line. Because, Cathal, you have plenty of good news for us.
Andrea, loads of good news knocking around this week. It's great to hear from you. I'm kicking it off in Dundalk, Andrea, where 3 social housing units are to be printed through a 3D printer. Get this, like.
Go on, so explain it.
So the technology is said to speed up the construction. It uses a 3D concrete printer erected on a gantry, and it just programs to pipe the concrete around following this digital plan that's coming from a computer. Like, it's crazy. But it's coming from HTL, so Hardcore Technologies Limited. And they said instead of placing it manually by hand, it machine lays, so kind of 50 millimeter layers of concrete around in any way, I suppose, you program it to coming out of a computer.
So sorry, just so I have this straight, it's a 3D concrete printing machine that's going to build these new homes in Dundalk.
It's literally what it does what it says on the tin, and it's actually 1/3 of the labour normally required. So, and it's 3 times faster. Now, the cost is kind of still comparable to what it would be to manually build a house, but they have it down to, I think it's 18 minutes at the moment to lay the kind of 50 millimetre layer of concrete. And they're hoping to get that down to 12 minutes from next week. It's also a more sustainable way to build houses. So it's the lowest carbon embodied printed concrete globally. And the precise and exact placement of material causes less waste. So overall, this seems like kind of a great initiative, a great project that's coming to, I suppose, Dundalk. And it'll be great to see how these houses, yeah, I suppose, come out on the other side of things.
It's the first time, is it, Cathal, we've had this?
Yeah, it's the first 3D printed home in Ireland. So these 3 social housing units. So there's going to be 3 houses at the end of this. And like, okay, we are in a housing crisis, but like, if we can build houses 3 times faster than normal, and like 1/3 of the labour normally required is used, it means, I suppose, people can go work in other building sites where they're needed more, or I suppose like it reduces the labour and like 25 to 30% faster than current, I suppose, ways of building homes. I think it's a no-brainer, really, for me.
Yeah, it's certainly very interesting. And given the number of houses that we need, maybe it might expedite the pace of construction and use of labour. But I'm sure maybe those in the labour industry might have something to say about that too. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. Tell us about this story, Cathal.
So Lamine Yamal is a soccer player who is 16 years of age, and he's playing for Spain at the moment, currently at the Euros. And he actually, like, a photo has resurfaced online of him and a young Lionel Messi. So Lionel Messi, of like huge fame over the past, I don't know, 20 years. It's a picture of Lamine Yamal as a baby with a 20-year-old Messi. So Lamine Yamal is now 16 years of age, and last night he scored a goal at the Euros to bring Spain to the final of the Euros.
That's where Spain wanted on the half turn for the likes of Olmo. Yamal, lovely little check, and looking for the top corner! Lamine Yamal has lit up these European championships.
Like, I don't know what you were doing at 16 years of age, Andrea, but it certainly wasn't bringing Spain to a Euro 2024 final. But it's just a brilliant photo. Like, Messi is, like, just absolutely, like, he's won everything. He's a legend. Like, everyone knows Messi's name. And this, like, this guy's turning 17 on Saturday, so he'll be 17 for the final. And it was just fantastic to see him score such a wonder goal, number one. But also for this picture to come out, Lamine Yamal's dad posted it last week on Instagram saying, the beginning of 2 legends, which is just, I think, brilliant.
Tell me about this banter merchant that the Scottish Hotel is looking to hire. This is fascinating.
So, Andrea, as you know, Edinburgh Fringe Festival is coming this August, so as it does every year. And the AC Hotel by Marriott in Glasgow is looking for a banter merchant. So they're looking to hire a banter merchant.
What does that mean? Like, because I know we would often joke and refer to people as being a banter merchant, but...
Yeah, so the job ad states that selected applicants will be the toast of the hotel, transforming ordinary mornings into a laugh-a-minute experiences, setting the perfect tone for the day ahead. Are you a laugh-a-minute lady or a witty wise guy? So these are all the things that people are looking for. They're looking for someone to roast people at breakfast. Now, I know it's all in the theme of Edinburgh Fringe, but I don't know if I was waking up at 8 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock going down for my breakfast, I'd want someone slagging me off.
I know. Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's a funny job title for sure. I'm sure there'd be plenty wouldn't mind.
I might apply myself, Andrea.
No better, man.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
I love this idea, Cahill. Grafton Barbers, they're opening at the airport.
This is my favourite story of the week, Andrea. So since 2006, Grafton Barbers have been applying to, I suppose, have a location at Dublin Airport, which is a long time ago. It's nearly 20 years. And finally, they have been given a location at Dublin Airport. They're opening this week. And it means that barbering services are going to return to the airport after a 30-year absence, which is crazy to me because you'd think that Dublin Airport has everything. It even has a Supermax now, Andrea.
Yeah.
But I would love this. I love getting my hair cut. I don't know about the other listeners out there, but I love going away. When you're going on holiday with a fresh haircut, there's no better feeling. You almost feel a little bit unstoppable. But like, it's just brilliant. Like, people are going to be able to get a fresh trim before they go away for their holidays.
If you didn't get time to do it before. Do you know, it's funny. I used to always think, why don't they have a nail salon? Now, I do think at some point there was a nail salon out at the airport. I definitely think there's a market for it.
I don't remember seeing a hairdresser, like a female hairdresser. Like, you could, it'd be lovely to go away with a little curly blow dry, wouldn't it, Andrea? Yeah,
absolutely. I would adore that. That's peak Celtic Tiger stuff we're talking
about.
Yeah,
I love it. Cost of
living crisis, and we're talking about nail bars and barbers out of the airport before you go on holidays. I know a lot of people happy to hear of the return of this, the sequel of this movie.
Are you following me?
I'll tell you why. 'Cause I'm all alone. There's no one here beside me.
Okay, I see. You think this has nothing to do with you. You go to your closet and you select, I don't know, that lumpy blue sweater, for instance, because you're trying to tell the world that you take yourself too seriously to care about what you put on your back. But what you don't know is that that sweater is not just blue, it's not turquoise, it's not lapis, it's actually cerulean. And it's sort of comical how you think that you've made a choice that exempts you from the fashion industry when in fact you're wearing a sweater that was selected for you by the people in this room from a pile of stuff.
What is the dream of Rome? That people are not free.
I was owned. Now I will control an empire.
I will not waste another generation of young men for their vanity.
Strength and honor! This our own treason to heroes!
Tears over the mausoleum floor. Bloodstains the Colosseum doors.
Yeah, Paul Mescal in Gladiator 2, Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada, and Shrek 5. They're all coming back, all.
Andrea, it's brilliant news. Like, all films I absolutely adore. Like, it's 2002 or 1 that Shrek was first released. And, like, Shrek 2 is still my favourite film.
Oh, really?
Let's
take
or leave
Shrek now, to be honest. But.
Well, look, even Cameron Diaz, who left acting almost 8 years ago, she kind of finished up and she's returning. She's coming back to the screens to reprise her role as Fiona, which is great. Devil Wears Prada, like, Meryl Streep is so iconic.
Loved this movie. The Devil Wears Prada. It's brilliant.
And in other news, actually, that's coming to Broadway next year. It's been turned into a musical, but that's another really good reason to be happy, which I'm looking forward to. But Meryl Streep, is set to reprise her role as Miranda Priestley, head of, I think it's kind of the script at the moment kind of tells a story of magazine publishing going into a decline and kind of Miranda coming back to save it. I don't know if Anne Hathaway and Emily Blunt are set to reprise their roles yet. And of course, we can't do a Reasons to Be Happy without mentioning our very own Paul Mescal.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Who looks great in the Colosseum.
Yeah, the trailer for that was released, wasn't it, just yesterday, actually?
It was just yesterday. Yeah. It's 3 minutes long. It's almost like you watched the movie already. I'm kind of like, ready to watch it again now. But yeah, we can look forward to that in November and Never Worth Prada sometime next year, hopefully.
Happy days.
On Disney Plus.
This texter says there definitely was a hairdresser at the airport at one stage, because I remember having a blow dry there. It was some years ago, all right, though, but it was there at some point. Keep your messages coming into us. 087 1400 106. That's content creator with Today FM, Cathal O'Sullivan.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.